Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson. And in the studio with me this morning is Alyssa Hagee. And she is from Mid Plains Center here in Grand Island. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad to have you here. What is it you're doing with Mid Plains? Because I've talked to you before, but at a different nonprofit. So what are you doing here at Mid Plains?
So I joined Mid Plains about a year ago as their director of mission development. So I have the distinct privilege of going out into the community and talking about all of the wonderful programs that Mid Plains offers to our 22 county service area. And pretty much anyone west of Lincoln is able to access our programming.
Go Big Give is just around the corner. And let's first talk about the Recovery Walk. What is it all about?
So I'm really excited about the Recovery Walk that we have coming up. It's going to be a part of our Go Big Give program. It's a self-guided experience that will be on our campus at 914 Bauman Drive. It gives donors and supporters a chance to walk through three different journeys representing the paths our clients might take toward recovery. You'll see how Mid Plains Center offers support every step of the way, from crisis stabilization to long-term community support. The stories shared along the walk are fictionalized to protect client rights while still reflecting real-life experiences. We're really excited to have the walk open on May 1st, 2025 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at our main facilities at 914 Bauman Drive.
So that's just north of Fadley Avenue. And if you can see it from Centennial Towers, it's behind there.
Correct. Yeah.
I used to work there.
Oh, yes.
Yes. It's a wonderful facility. But yeah, it could be a little hard to find. So when you turn, I think, north off of Fadley.
Off of Fadley, yep.
Yep. And then you'll see
kind of zig.
Zig and zag.
Zig and zag.
Go
good
past
news.
The park and
Google Maps will get you there.
Yes, yes. If you see children's playground equipment, you're headed in the right direction. So, anyway, this is all great and good. We've got Go Big Give just coming right up, and it's very powerful what you guys are doing. What can people expect during the walk?
So each path, there'll be the three different journeys, and each path will have five informational signs along the journey. On the front side, we will have the experiences of the individual. So you'll read it from a first-person perspective, as if you were the client. And then on the back of each sign, we'll have different details about our programs and services we offer, a bit more in-depth information.
I think that's amazing. You know, what it kind of reminds me of is when I went to Memphis and was given a tour of St. Jude, and they did that sort of thing. But they had so many great visuals for you. So this is fantastic. For somebody who's never, ever been to the crisis stabilization unit, you need to see what they do. And
absolutely.
The magic that they work.
Yes. Yeah. We really wanted to highlight how our clients experience Mid Plains Center. And thankfully, we were inspired by the idea from Multicultural Coalition's Immigration Walk, Story Walk, where you do experience it in the footsteps of the clients. And then throughout the process, we do have messages of hope, as well as questions to consider, where we're asking you to really tap into who has supported you in your life, and if you haven't had that support, who can you turn to?
And how would you want to be treated?
Yes.
Exactly. And I always think about that when I was doing caregiving. I want to treat that patient like I would want to be treated, or how I would want my mom or my grandma.
Absolutely.
Or family, anybody treated so well. So remind me where the walk takes place again, if you would please, Alyssa.
So the Recovery Walk will be from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday, May 1st. So that is the same day as Go Big Give. So mm-hmm. We know a lot of people are going to be out in our community moving around from event to event. So we hope you'll stop by at 914 Bauman Drive. We're kind of just behind Hall County Housing Authority.
Yeah.
And we do want to mention that this walk is outside, and we've made the intention of continuing. Mm-hmm. Rain or shine, we'll still hold the Recovery Walk, because just like in recovery, when the rain starts, the process doesn't stop.
Exactly. It doesn't. But there's always that rainbow you're looking for.
There is that rainbow.
Right. So, and I hear there's something special happening inside, too.
So we will have a smaller version of the walk available inside for anyone who, if it is raining, they don't want to be outside, or if there's any other situations where they would rather just stay indoors. We will have a smaller version available. But then we're also having our therapists from our outpatient clinic provide coping techniques. So the mental health support side of Mid Plains Center will also be very evident.
Oh, that's fantastic. And okay, so I hear there's other interesting things happening inside the buildings.
Yes. So we will also be having information from our incredible therapy team. They'll be offering tips and tools for mental health coping techniques. One approach they'll be sharing is called the FAST approach. It's a practical strategy to help build self-respect and communicate effectively. How it works is F, be fair to yourself and others. A, avoid unnecessary apologies. Over-apologizing can lower your self-respect. S, stick to your values. Know what you stand for and hold yourself accountable. And T, be truthful. This doesn't mean oversharing, but being honest in a way that respects your boundaries. You know, for example, instead of automatically saying, I'm sorry for being late, try saying, thank you for your patience. It's a small shift that can make a big difference.
That is so true. I've really tried to work hard on that myself.
Yes.
I'm an over-apologizer, and then people will say, you don't need to apologize. It's okay. Things happen.
Same here. Almost every sentence I start with, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And you're like, okay, God, I've got to quit that. So this is what I'm going to try and use this tool.
I've been using the thank you for your patience,
yes,
especially when replying to emails. Instead of sorry, I'm late.
There at Mid Plains in the 6th Street, is it the Platt Building?
Uh-huh, the Platt Building.
And she used to say, please hold. Anyway, so I can appreciate that. And thank you. It's nice to get that little bit of a wake up there. So I love it. And this all connects to Go Big Give, right?
Yes. So Go Big Give is a fantastic opportunity for people to support local organizations like Mid Plains Center. Every donation goes directly into client supports, like providing age-appropriate books to youth during our risk assessments or assisting adults in our community support program. Maybe they need help navigating challenges in obtaining a driver's license, or even ensuring clients in our crisis stabilization unit are receiving nutritious meals.
It's very true. There is a lot going on at Mid Plains.
We have 5 different programs that serve all ages, all populations.
You're always busy. Well, okay, so that's, you know, this is all very impactful. So how can people get involved?
The biggest thing is to come see our facility on May 1st. Come participate in the recovery walk. See what the journey for a substance use recovery versus a mental health recovery versus a youth risk assessment journey. All of these different paths have different impacts on the individual, and we want to show how Mid Plains is to support you no matter where you are in your journey.
This is amazing. Okay, so, and it's from when to when? What time?
9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on May 1st at 914 Bauman Drive.
And bring your friends and family, coworkers.
Bring everyone.
Yeah. Learn how you can support. It does make a difference for this nonprofit. So before we wrap up, is there one message that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Absolutely. At Mid Plains Center, we believe in meeting clients where they are and walking alongside them in their journey. Your support during Go Big Give helps us continue that mission. And together, we can ensure that no one faces their mental health or recovery journey alone.
Oh, I love that. Well said. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And best of luck with the recovery walk and Go Big Give.
Thanks, Renee. Love being here, and we appreciate your support and everything you do for our community.
Thank you. All right. And to our listeners, thank you for listening to the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.